You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and in our sight loss story this time around, we are speaking to Nick, who had his sight loss when he was 18 months old, which deteriorated later on in his teenage years. But that hasn't stopped him from going to uni, studying law, enjoying sport, and also doing internet radio. Nick Pages joins us now. Nick, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Hubert. That is a great pleasure, and happy to help you.
Before we kind of go on to how you adapted to life with sight loss, can you tell us a little bit about kind of your eye condition and how you were diagnosed?
I have retinal pigmentosa vision impairment, and it's part of a genetic condition called Lawrence Moon syndrome, but it was now changed to Bardet-Biedl syndrome. I was born prematurely as part of twins. My twin brother had health problems and with his heart, and he died 18 months old. But we were going to the Freeman Hospital quite a bit, and a register that spotted the signs of, because I had an extra finger digit on my left hand, which got removed. So that's how it resulted in the diagnosis of vision impairment.
When it came to, you know, you obviously grew up with sight loss. How did you find adapting to life with sight loss? What did you find help you the most to adapt to kind of, you know, doing things differently?
Sight was quite good. Well, but growing up, so I was in normal school till like 13, and then I moved to state school with special school with a unit to help me get around, and had mobility training and all that. So that's what helped me. And then when I was doing GCSEs, it deteriorated. So
now you also studied law. How did you find studying law? And dealing with sight loss, because there's a lot of kind of reading involved in that kind of course. How did you find university?
When I was at uni, I had funding for a note taker, someone to be with me in the lectures, seminar, taking notes, and then they were emailed to me, and then I had a laptop with George on, and I was reading it through all my notes and slides through that, and then what for exams. I had a scribe, and I was dictating to it and literally memorizing everything. It was hard work, but it was doable. And then assignments, I had assistance with that. It was a really good experience, but it was hard work.
Now, you're also heavily into tennis. Can you tell us a little bit about how you discovered tennis, how you got into that?
It was, it was a friend of my parents, who suggested it, and I just went along to the first time and tried it, and after enjoyed it and started carry on going back. That was May 2014, and I've been doing it ever since. The first year was quite manic because it was the last year of being at uni, but it is really good fun, and it's quite intense workout. So the B1 court, which is, I'm classified as B1 player. It's like a mini red tennis court with sidelines taped down and baseline taped down, and there's a service box in between the net and the baseline, which you've got to serve into. And the net is at 83 centimetres for B1 court, and to make it fair in tournaments, all B1 players wear eye shades and patches, and you have a slightly smaller racket than a normal tennis size racket. It just depends what size you are comfortable with, and then the balls are sandballed, and so you hit them and they bounce on the ground, and you try and follow them, but hear it and hit it back. So B1s have three bounces, B2 have three bounces, B3 have two bounces, and B4 B5 have one bounce. And I have been doing quite a few tournaments. I did nationals in 2015 in London, and we had a tour around Wimbledon, which was a great experience because we got to see parts of the Wimbledon that we don't get to see.
Now, you're also into radio like myself, which is always quite interesting to me, a fellow radio enthusiast. So tell us a little bit about kind of what radio do you do?
It's quite interesting story how I got into internet radio in the first place. So World's Awakening Radio internet radio station did a fundraiser for the National Health Service, and they offered slots, taster slots, for new presenters. So I did that, and then a friend of mine suggested I should apply to join Dodd Radio, so I did, and I did that for 5 years, so it came down in July this year, just because the setup was no longer suitable. And then I did radio on World's Awakening Radio, and now I've joined the VIP Lounge online radio. So was doing that. I'm still part of that, but I need new slots, and then I need to be trained on station players and different software. Previously, when I did the radio, I did on Backpack on the iPad, which was much easier. So we're just in the process of getting all that sorted. But no, it's been very enjoyable. I have really enjoyed the radio. So it was just a passion during COVID pandemic. It was just something in the COVID pandemic I picked up and not stopped enjoying them.
What sort of radio shows do you do?
It is sort of like a mixed bag radio show. It's like all sorts of different type of music. So it could be country, rock, pop, just like anything in between. It's like an all sorts variety type of music show.
Fantastic. To finish off, what I'd like to ask you is, looking at your own sight loss journey and what you've experienced and how you adapted to sight loss, what would your advice be to people who, maybe have been newly diagnosed with sight loss and are looking for, tips and advice?
There are blind societies, there's blind charities, but and social groups to support people. They're not on their own. It is hard to find information. Like me and my mum have found out that it's just through word of mouth with other people sometimes, because we didn't know any support that was out there, but like financial or groups to signpost people to groups. So definitely local charities and blind societies that supports sight loss is look on them on online or try and find out information through people who know it. It's probably the best advice I can give.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.